Boko Haram says it wants to rule the north of Nigeria under strict Muslim law, or Sharia. And Sharia, as you may know, generally requires women to cover their heads. That's been the rule in Iran since the Islamic Revolution there in 1979. But some women there have long pushed back against that rule. Now there's a Facebook page for Iranian women to post photos of themselves with their heads uncovered. It's called Stealthy Freedoms of Iranian Women. It was set up by Masih Alinejad, an Iranian journalist based in London. She says the women posting pictures to this Facebook page are ordinary Iranians.
You know, you'd only see the ordinary women in Iran. They not belong to any political group, or even they are not activists, women activists. They're just ordinary women. You know, so they use really simple words to express themselves. And I like that because these women did not have any voice inside Iran for a long time. And this is the first time that you can hear them and you can see them.
I mean, you say they're everyday ordinary women, but I would bet that a lot of them are pretty middle class and have the ability to go on Facebook to share their pictures.
I have to admit that, yes, these are the people who access the internet. By saying that ordinary women means that they are not, you know, necessarily women activists or political activists. They're just students, some of them. And as you see the pictures coming out from different cities, a small town. That's why I use this word, that they are ordinary women.
Well, whoever they are, your Facebook page has gotten a lot of attention, 133,000 likes and growing. Strictly speaking, though, aren't these women in Iran who are putting up their pictures without hijab, aren't they breaking the law? Don't you worry they might get into trouble?
Of course, I am worried for them. My responsibility is to just let them know that their pictures might get media attention, and this is their own decision because they've been suffering for a long time and wearing something which they do not believe in.
Our listeners in the U.S. ought to understand as well that hijab in Iran is pretty complex as a topic, and it's not like it's women versus men on the hijab issue. Just last week, for example, I heard there was a protest in Tehran in support of hijab, right?
Yeah, there was a pro-government protest, or some people believe there are traditional and religious women. But my point is, as a journalist, you should not just cover the news that you see in Iranian state TV. So that's what I'm challenging, that if you want to talk about Iranian society, you have to talk about all women, not just those women who, you know, do have freedom to come to the street or wear whatever they want. These are the women who do not have any voice in the street and who do not have any face in TV. If you just turn on the TV, you can see all women in black. But Iran is full of colors and full of thought. So that's why this page is just a platform to let them to express themselves, to be themselves.
Do you wear hijab today when you're in London, or do you keep it off completely now?
You know, it took like 1 year for me to convince myself, because I was worried about my family. I was worried about my friends. I was worried about all, you know, the judgment from the others. I couldn't make the decision easily. So it takes a long time to just take my scarf. First, I took my scarf, but I used to wear a hat, a black hat. Then it took 1 year again to, you know, just get released from that black hat as well. Now I am free, but for me, freedom is the moment when I can be free in my own country.
Masih Alinejad, an Iranian journalist who lives in London. Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Masih.
Thank you very much for having me.